51 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is 4:08. 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you could be along. This is hour number two of the program. And before we dig into anything else, we do have a brief timeout for traffic. And for that, we go to Michael.
Yes, this tip just coming in from a texter. Multiple police have a car pulled over on eastbound I-94, 2.5 miles east of exit 88. Traffic is backed up to exit 85. So just avoid that region if you can.
And probably a lot of that gawking traffic, I'm sure. So, yeah, try not to rubberneck a little too much if you're headed through that.
What's that guy being pulled over for?
It does get your attention if you've got that many cars, cop cars around there. You just kind of go, what in the world's going on? So, definitely a warning. Watch it as you head through that area. Well, we definitely want you to keep an eye on some things in Michigan. And an eye for not only the usual and the things you expect to see and, you know, all those tourist things. I mean, we've all seen the Pure Michigan campaign, but we'd like you to keep an eye on some things that are a little more, dare we say, oddball in the state of Michigan. And to do that, we're going to turn to author Jerome Polin, who has written a book called just that, Oddball Michigan. And Jerome, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I've flipped through this book, and I think you really do mean this as kind of a sort of like the AAA book for the unusual, sort of a guidebook, but you had to have some fun putting this together.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I visit every place in the book, and you know, if you can go to see the Eiffel Tower in Michigan, why not, right?
Of course. Now, there were several things that caught my attention, and of course, being that we're in Kalamazoo, I looked up just to see, all right, what's in the area, and apparently there have been Elvis sightings?
Right. Back in 1988, there were quite a few Elvis sightings. There was a somebody who apparently spotted Elvis going through the drive-thru at the Burger King in Kalamazoo in 1988.
Hmm.
And there were also sightings around there and in the Portage area at the JCPenney's out at the mall. A few other sites that he was located, and I put all those in the book as well.
Okay. All right. Now, the fun thing for me is, and I've done two different living stints in Michigan most recently now, but I actually lived a little further north, Tri-City area, for about 7 years. So I actually found out that I've been to some of these places you list in the book. So that's been kind of a fun discovery for me.
Okay. So you're strange, too.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, I'll admit it. But so, you know, you point out the Santa Claus School in the Midland area. You point out something called the Cheesy Cow. What in the world was that?
It's a cow that's outside, which, you know, actually there's a whole listing of large fiberglass cows found all across the Michigan area. Some of them are outside of dairies. The Cheesy Cow, that was, what town is that in?
Linwood,
right.
Yeah.
Outside one of the cheese factories there.
Okay.
But I also have, like, the Gilbert's Dairy Cow, which is in the Upper Peninsula. It's a large Holstein that's on top of their big dairy operation there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing that, and you dig through all of these, and there are so many here. I mean, we could spend probably the next 3-4 hours talking about them, and neither of us have that kind of time. But I think, you know, the basics that I got out of this is you're mentioning, you know, some of these places, some of these things are disappearing before our eyes. So if you want to go see them, now's a great time to do it.
Exactly. And even at the very end of the book, I had some sites that I saw that when I was researching the book that disappeared before I actually turned the book in. So, yes, definitely go out there and see them.
Now, with a book like this, this is on sale. Is this in bookstores or just simply online?
No, bookstores everywhere, and you can get it on Amazon.com or through IndieBound or any of the online regular sources.
Okay. Now, for people in West Michigan, if they're just kind of thinking of just maybe, you know, a gas tank trip to go some of these places, what do you think the best one of these oddball sites is that's within driving distance?
Well, you know, it's actually fairly well known, but it has some stuff there that you really you have to see, and that's at the Gerald Ford Museum in Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay.
They actually have some of the tools that the Watergate burglars used to break into the Watergate complex.
Wow.
They also have Nixon's tape recorder, and they have the backup head for the San Diego Chicken.
Okay. Now that I would
I guess
not
if the
expect.
The first one gets broken.
I guess, yeah. I wouldn't expect to see that in the state of Michigan, definitely.
You know, another good place is over in Benton Harbor. There's a place called Skellville. It's only a dollar. And it's behind a a store where they have got skeletons and they're sitting in old rusted cars and drinking beers and you know.
Oh, I did.
Sitting in outhouses and things
like
that.
I did see a picture that you featured in it. There was like a skeleton on a tractor or something like that.
Correct, yeah. And they're all back in the weeds.
Okay. Now, you know, you did the research for this. Obviously, this took an awful lot of traveling. If you could pick out maybe, you know, and I know it'd be tough to pick just one, but maybe your top three that you would recommend people see in the state of Michigan that are just a little off kilter.
You know, one of my favorites is the image that's on the cover of the book. It's in Lacanon Land. It's called Lacanon Land, and it's up in Marquette in the Upper Peninsula. And it's this guy that started building these strange creatures out of scraps that he had from his construction business. And the locals didn't much like that he put them on his front lawn, so he bought this huge tract of land right next to Lake Superior, and he built this thing called Lacanon Land. And it's open 24/7. It's free. You can go there in your snowmobiles if it's the middle of winter. And it's just got, like, the craziest creatures that you can ever imagine. You know, like the cover on the book, it's like this enormous dinosaur that has caught a fish, and he's holding a fishing line. That he's so that, you know, that's definitely a place I would say it's worth going out of your way for.
Okay. Anything else that jumped out? I mean, obviously you hit on you know, some of the Motown sites and things in here, but there's a lot more going on as well.
Exactly. You know, in Central Michigan, one of the places that I've stopped several times is Cops and Donuts. It's this great donut shop that's in Clare, Michigan, and they were going to be going out of business, and the local police chiefs police officers didn't like that, so they banded together and they bought this donut shop, and now it's a police themed donut shop.
You wouldn't think they'd want to continue that stereotype. I don't
know. No, but you know, they make a lot of money off of it. They've opened up another storefront that just sells Cops and Donut merchandise.
I knew cops always like donuts.
There you go.
Exactly.
All right. So the book is Oddball Michigan, the author, Jerome Pullen, and you had to have had a ton of fun traveling around on this. Anything for the future? Any new Michigan guides or anything unusual on the horizon?
You know, I think actually the next one is I did a book on Oddball, Indiana not long ago, and it's due for a second edition. So I think that's going to be the next on the list.
Okay. So, well, Indiana's
so
not that
south.
Far away. There you go. Yeah, that might be interesting. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, and Oddball, Michigan, you can find it at bookstores. I imagine you can find it online as well, so definitely worth your time. I've been flipping through this thing, finding all sorts of stuff, and it's funny because every time I flip through here, I flip to another page and go, I've been there.
Did you find anything on Richland?
On Richland. You know, I'll have to look that up in here. And tell you what, I will do that while we take a timeout for traffic because you've got a note for us.
Yes, this coming in from a texter, a three-car accident has been reported on eastbound Romans just east of the Sam's Club by Westridge. Once again, a three-car accident has been reported on eastbound Romans just east of the Sam's Club on South Westridge.
Okay, so that's going to cause a problem, particularly if you're trying to take the back roads to get to yes. Sam's or any of that. Yeah, definitely watch out for that. No, Richland was not in the book.
Dang it, so I was not included.
You were not included, no. But, you know, he might come up with another edition of this. So
yes.
Who knows? You know, Michael Loudon's birthplace. There you go. But lots of interesting stuff in there. Might be worth your time to check that out. Well, we're going to continue ahead. Obamacare on the horizon. An interesting study has come out. With some shocking numbers, this will impact you if you get your health care through your employer. You'll definitely want to perk up and listen to this one. We'll share it with you coming up on 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. 51 degrees in Kalamazoo, 424. And this portion of the program brought to you by Bronson. Have you experienced Bronson positivity? If so, share your story at bronsonpositivity.com. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on The Jeremy Lawrence Show. And before we continue, we do have a brief timeout for traffic, heading on over to Michael.
Yes, this coming in from a texter. Rose Street has been closed due to a fire. Police and fire departments are on the scene, and this is near the bus station in downtown Kalamazoo. So avoid that area if you can. Sounds like you're going to get into a lot of traffic backups there.
That will slow you down a little bit, so definitely a good idea. Now, the interesting thing about, and, you know, we've talked a lot about Obamacare on this program, and I know you're probably sitting here going, oh, you're talking about it again. But a new study has come out, and just saw this just a little bit ago and wanted to share it with you because I thought, you know what, so far we've talked about Obamacare with the idea, well, there have been people that have lost policies, but it's easy to sit there and go, it's no big deal. Yeah, not happening to anybody I know. It's easy to do that because, in all truth, for a lot of people, there's, you know, you get your health care through your employer. But an interesting study has come out, and the New York Times commenting on this, this came out in their paper yesterday, talking about how the Affordable Care Act, could end up affecting workers who get health care through their companies. The thought is, in this study, this report is saying that the impact might be huge, saying by 2020, about 90% of American workers who now receive health insurance through their employer could be end up being shifted over to government exchanges. Now, this is one of the things that we've talked about when we talk about this, and this report comes out, it's a projection by S&P Capital IQ. It's a research firm that serves the financial industry. Now, lest you're sitting there going, well, you know, conservatives are saying that. Uh-oh, that's all there is to it. It's conservatives. Well, Ezekiel Emanuel, he's one of the architects of the Affordable Care Act, predicted a shift just like that. And it's something that we've said again and again that, you know what? This whole employer mandate, there's going to be employers that look at this and go, all right, what's going to be cheaper for me? Is it going to be cheaper for me to continue offering health care? Or is it going to be cheaper for me to pay a fine and turn my employees loose into the health care exchange? Now, the interesting thing is, and the thing that's surprising a lot of people is the speed that they feel that this is going to take. And the other thing that this is surprising is the amount of money that companies apparently think that they're going to be able to save. The answer to how much would save big American companies would be $700 billion between 2016 and 2025, 4% of total value of the companies. Total could reach $3.25 trillion for all companies with more than 50 employees. Now, here you go. We get down to brass tacks and we start talking about this. Here is what we're looking at. If you've got health insurance through your employer, you could end up losing it because of the Affordable Care Act. You know, we can recall, we keep hearing this thing of, if you got a plan that you like, you can keep it. Wrong. Well, look at this. According to this projection, 90% of those of us who get health insurance through your employer are going to find out the hard way that, guess what? I like my plan, but sucks being me. That's going to be an awful lot of people that are hit with this, and they're saying by 2020. You know, this was a bill that was over 2,000 pages. And we were told, well, you know what? We're going to have to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, now we're finding out what's in it. And we're seeing that what's in it for most of us is that we're going to end up thrown out into a system that hopefully by 2020 it's working a little better. Doesn't seem to have to this point. And, you know, would this end up being better for everyone? Who knows? The other part of this that is troublesome is that, you know, when you throw these out on the exchanges, you've got all these companies that are saying, well, we'll pay fines, we'll do this, we'll do that. And then you've got all these people out on the exchanges. What is that going to mean for people? Is it going to mean cheaper insurance? Maybe. Maybe not. But we also know that the promise that was made to us, the whole idea that you can keep your plan if you like it, you can keep your doctor if you like them, yeah, probably not. Probably not. Now, you know, there will be some companies that hold on to healthcare plans, and you will see some people that would say, well, you know what, that might end up being something that that would be a benefit for people. They go look for this at companies. Well, you know what, we'll look for a company that has that sort of thing. But if 90% of us are going to be thrown into the mix on this, then, you know, honestly, I got to scratch my head and say, why did we think this was a good idea? I don't know. No clue. Going to take a timeout for traffic right now as we get ready for news coming up here in just a second. Michael, go ahead.
Yes, updating the situation on Rose Street. Rose Street, just a reminder, is closed due to a fire. The manhole covers apparently are on fire. There's a gas leak in that area. Transportation Center, McDonald's around there, all those areas have been evacuated. Traffic should definitely stay out of that region.
Okay, definitely some good tips there. And as we hear more about this, we will definitely let you know what's going on with that. Jeremy Lawrence Show continues, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO, and as we continue to dig into things, just briefly tell you what we do know. There is a gas leak downtown that is impacted. So people were still gathering some information on this to try and figure out what's going on. We're receiving word via text that bus transportation is being impacted by this. Police and fire are on the scene trying to get this all sorted out. And there are evacuations. Again, this is downtown. Gas leak. They said manholes were on fire or something like that.
Yes, a caller had called in and let us know that the manhole covers by the railroad tracks were on fire.
Okay. All right. Well, we will continue to dig into this and see what we can find out for you. As soon as we know things about it, we will let you know about it. Obviously, it's just something we are more than willing and happy to do for you. Just trying to keep track of this stuff so we know what's going on. All right, getting back to some of the things that we were talking about. You know, for a lot of people, you know, we've talked about Obamacare. We've talked about how it's impacted certain people. Certain people were told, yeah, if you like your policy, you can keep it. Wrong answer. But for how many of us that get a policy through work where you just kind of sit here and you almost think, escaped that one. Not so fast. So according to an account in the New York Times, basically, and it's called Envisioning the End of Employer-Provided Health Plans. Well, ultimately, that was not the goal of the Affordable Care Act. The ultimate goal was to make it available to more people and make it more affordable. Now, basically, they've hit one of those goals that, yeah, healthcare is a little more available. Affordable? Well, we're not so sure about there. There's been several reports of people that have ended up paying more for their health care coverage. But according to this report, and like I said, this is New York Times. This was Neil Irwin wrote this just yesterday, talking about a report that's come out that says by the year 2020, about 90% of American workers who now receive health insurance through their employers will be shifted to government exchanges that were created by the health law. That's according to a projection by S&P Capital IQ. It's a research firm that serves the financial industry. Now, if you're a supporter of Obamacare and you feel like, oh, okay, that's just totally wrong. It's not what it was going to do. Well, guess what? Ezekiel Emanuel, he's one of them that put the Affordable Care Act together, said that's what his prediction was, is that this is going to shift away from being something where, you know, employers provide this and that kind of thing. Because, you know, there's the employer mandate there that you got to provide it, and if you don't, there's a fine. Employers, you know, if you employ someone, if you have a business, you're going to look at this from a dollars and cents notation and go, okay, how much is it going to cost to provide health insurance for my employees? Okay, it's going to cost this. How much is it going to cost to pay the fine to not provide health insurance? It'll cost that. Compare the two, and whichever one is lower, you're going to go with that one because you'll end up saving money. And it's what you look for if you are in business, because you're looking for ways to be able to cut your costs and stay competitive. So when you do that, you're going to have a bunch more people that are on the exchange. And what will this do for their health insurance costs? We don't know. We don't have a clue. For some people, yeah, it might be lower, but here's the thing. This is all due to subsidies that the government provides. Now, here, we'll give you just a fair definition of it. A subsidy is where the government basically takes money from some people and redistributes it to others. All about the redistribution of wealth. Okay, we'll take money from these people over here and give it to these people over here. And some of this money, guess what? Coming from you. Taxes. Yeah, taxes. Tax dollars go into this sort of thing. And I kind of wonder to myself again, all right, you're adding how much? You're adding how much extra bureaucracy, how much extra government to the process, and it's supposed to make things more affordable? I'm scratching my head wondering about this. And to top it off, for those of us who get that coverage through your where you work, 90% of us are going to be in for a nice little surprise come 2020, according to this particular report. We're going to end up thrown out into the mix with all of this stuff, just as has been predicted by both conservatives and the architects of the Affordable Care Act. Now, I think this is something where we've got to stop and figure out, all right, is this really where we wanted to go? And you could sit there and say, okay, all right, I'm going to sell you on this. This is going to be better. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Well, who knows? Who knows? The bottom line is we were promised one thing, that things were going to be more affordable. They're not. We were also promised that, you know, you could keep your health care plan if you like it. Well, you can't. You can keep your doctor if you like it. You can't. Eventually, you're going to have to start kind of wondering, all right, was this worth it to begin with? I kind of wonder. 382-4280-877-382-4280 if you'd like to chat with us. Also, 80373 if you'd like to text us as well. We do share some of those as we go throughout the program. Let's head on over to the phones where Michael's standing by on the line. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Couple of things. You know, you talk about the government exchange like it was something bad. I thought this was an open exchange of private plans, which is something conservatives should love. And maybe if it is, in fact, flooded with people whose employers are no longer providing coverage, or maybe they're going to provide a stipend and say, okay, we'll pay you whatever a month for health care, maybe that'll drive the cost of insurance down. Maybe if employers are saving a lot of money on health care, they're going to be able to pay higher wages. Maybe there are, I don't know of anybody in the last 5 years who hasn't had either increasing cost of their own health insurance through a plan they like, through either increased premiums, higher co-pays, higher deductibles. So the fact that you're saying this is going to be more expensive doesn't exactly wash, because people are already paying that. We're already subsidizing the people without insurance by higher premiums since they go to emergency rooms and don't have money to pay. So we get charged more because other people can't. So I think before you diss this plan, which you do every single day just about, you ought to look at it from the other side. I'm a strong supporter of it. I think it's if not a right to have health care, it certainly is very strong imperative to provide everyone. We're the only civilized country or developed country in the world that doesn't provide some sort of universal health care. People talk about leaving the country because of it, but I can't think of any place they could go where there isn't some sort of universal health plan. So in the end, you're right. I think we don't exactly know. I think the conservatives, rather than saying repeal this, ought to work with both sides to find some reasonable alternative for people if they really want to keep their plan. Maybe there is some way to do this. But I think
let me get this straight, though. You want conservatives to work with the other side. But here's the thing. Democrats did not work with anybody when they put this thing together and rammed it through.
Well, there's never been a plan from the conservative side that I've ever known. Richard Nixon was the one who wanted universal health plan. That great socialist Richard Nixon, and even
oh, what a great president he was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even a few years ago, there was a plan floated, and people really liked it all across the aisle until they learned it was Hillary Clinton's plan. That was when Bill Clinton was president, and as soon as Hillary's name was attached to it, people didn't like it. I think that back when President Obama first proposed this, the Republicans routinely multiple times a year vote to repeal it without an alternative. There hasn't been an alternative until just recently. So I'm not sure there's been an alternative. I think that perhaps even some of the Democrats are going to find that people have some objections to this, and maybe they will be willing to make some alterations as long as the Republicans quit saying we're going to repeal this. Probably a middle ground.
There should have been a middle ground found from the beginning instead of, well, it's just this way and that's the way that it is. And
it wouldn't have been done. It's done, and I think it's very important that we have health care for everyone.
I think it would have been done if there would have been an honest effort to sit down and say, let's all come up with an idea. Instead, there was this idea that, we're just going to do this, and if you don't like it, well, that's what elections are for.
Well, that's right. Look what happened in this state with a Republican governor and two Republican houses. They've done things their way. There's been no compromise. There's been no discussion. They've rammed everything through. So what's fair for one is fair for the other. And if the Republicans don't like it, that's too bad. And now's the time to sit down and say, look, people like a lot of this stuff. They like no preconditioning. You can't be refused for pre-existing conditions. Your kids can stay on until they're 26.
You bring this up. Your side brings this up every time. Well, let's bring up the popular parts of this, and we'll glaze over the other parts that people don't like. You know what? If we could have sat down and said, all right, let's come up with the ideas that I think those things you just said are things that probably 70-80% of us would say, yeah, okay, we could put that in a plan. We can come up with other things where we go, well, wait a minute, all right, how do we do this so it really is affordable? How do we do this so that we don't have the government involved in this? And the other part of it, how do we do this so that we don't have the government basically holding a gun to our heads saying, you got to buy this because you have the audacity to exist?
Well, that's in the past. This is now, and we need to move forward.
You should just move on. That's what we always hear. But if it's a bad law, then it needs to be looked at and replaced.
Okay, well, then let's repeal the right to work law in Michigan. Let's repeal a lot of this stuff that this governor and legislature has ran through.
If you want to talk about it, that's fine. Let's talk about it. But let's also talk about this, too.
They don't. Well, and I'm sure at this point people are going to be willing to talk, but not repeal the whole thing. They're going back to when it started. And you're saying, if they had talked about it back then, well, we can't go back. We're not going to repeal it.
What we need to do.
And there likely will be, there will be some adjustments. And I think certainly the president has said he's willing to listen to some. And if, other than just saying we're going to, because that's what they keep falling back on.
This is the same president that sat down with Republicans and said nope, nope, nope to every idea they brought up dismissed them out of hand.
They're bringing up all the things they know he's going to reject. Of course, they're playing the political game too. They're looking for votes just the same as he is. Both sides are playing, and the Tea Party has taken the Republicans so far to the right that there isn't. Talk to anybody. You listen to any of these guys who have been in Congress, and they'll say the same thing. There's no room for compromise anymore because both sides have become polarized. I don't have a solution to that. I thank you at least for listening, but and I know you'll have the last word. You always do. You're always right. We're always wrong. But at least I thank you for listening.
Michael, I appreciate the discussion. It's what the show's all about. I do have to move on to another caller, but thank you for your call. You're more than welcome to call again anytime. We'll move on here to Roger in Kalamazoo. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeremy. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to respond to this. Basically, if you go back and you look at how this Unaffordable Care Act was ran through Congress, is basically the Democrats, who had a majority of everything, did not want to listen to any ideas that was basically, you know, going to do something good for the people. It was all about control. In fact, Max Baucus, the senator that actually introduced that bill in the Congress, after it was signed, with our illustrious Debbie Stabenow standing behind him, came out and said the Affordable Care Act wasn't about health care. It was about redistribution of wealth and control. Now, you can go out and look at the YouTube video and see that for yourself. The other thing is, when they passed this, there was so many items in there that were left to be determined. Now, who in their right mind would basically go into a contract and then leave all these items to be determined when you don't know what's going to take place? The other thing is that you've got somebody that's occupying the White House that is basically running the country by fiat. He implements what laws he wants, and he doesn't implement those parts that were passed by the Congress, no matter whether you agree with it or not. His job was to basically implement the whole thing. Now, what's interesting is you have all these unions that were out there pushing this thing through, and now they're screaming and yelling because now they're going to have to be part of it. So this was like a bait and switch. You know, I hear people talk about, well, you know, Switzerland's got nationalized health care and Canada's got nationalized health care. Well, Switzerland is a whole lot smaller than the United States. Canada is a lot smaller than the United States. People in other countries are coming here to get their, you know, their serious medical problems taken care of.
Yeah, you don't have the waiting lines.
Very few Americans going to other countries. I don't know where your caller's, you know, coming from. But he smoked something, that's for sure.
I don't know. Maybe he's watching Michael Moore. Don't know. I don't have any idea.
Could be.
Roger, I got to run. We've got some traffic notes to share, and I do thank you for your time, though. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, and we do have traffic note to bring up, so that time out for traffic, we go to Michael.
Yes, updating everybody on the situation at Rose Street in Kalamazoo, this coming in from our news department. North Rose Street and Kalamazoo Avenue is closed downtown. The area has been evacuated. Consumers Energy is coming in to investigate whether this is an electrical problem or a gas leak.
Okay.
And one more traffic note. On northbound Westridge, a three-car accident has happened in front of the Myers, and that is blocking two lanes.
Okay. So there's some situations you need to be aware of, and we're going to continue ahead. Still got some movie tickets to give away. So you know what? Hang out. We'll do it next. Our closing minutes together here, at least for this week, on the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. We do have time enough to be able to hand off some tickets to you. And because I was able to twist his arm, we're going to just give these tickets away. No dumb, stupid trivia, none of this stuff. We're just going to give some tickets away. This is for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 on IMAX at the Celebration Crossroads in Portage. Caller number 5 at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 will be the winner of these four tickets. So if you'd like to go to the movies and check it out, caller number 5, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Now, one closing item that I wanted to share, and you can find this one actually at WKZO.com. This one will catch your eye. An interesting thing that appeared in the St. Joseph Herald Palladium. This was an ad for an upcoming campaign event for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mark Schauer. He was going to be in South Haven on Saturday. And the ad proclaims, dun-dun-dun, March Schauer. March spelled like the month, Schauer like you're taking one. March Schauer, Democratic Party candidate for governor of Michigan, will visit, blah, 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 blah. The interesting thing about this is, I mean, you can go on and on and on with this sort of thing. March Schauer. Now, of course, Mark Schauer's campaign spokesman said the mistake was a printing error by the newspaper. You know, I got to admit this. At the very least, they spelled the words March and Schauer right, which is probably why it slipped by. But at the same time, March Schauer running for Democratic candidate for governor. It gives you a little bit of a chuckle. Check it out for yourself. Go to WKZO.com in the news section. In fact, I think it's one of our top stories as of right now. And you can enjoy that. We've got a picture there of the ad for you to be able to check it out for yourself. March Schauer. All right. Well, Michael is telling me that because he's not asking any trivia questions, we were easily be able to get ourselves a winner for these four movie tickets. Mm-hmm. So, Michael, who is it that's going to be seeing The Amazing Spider-Man 2 on IMAX?
Jim from Schoolcraft.
All right. Jim gets to enjoy that movie brand new this weekend, just out. And I have heard, I don't know that it's true or not, but I have heard that if you haven't seen the first one, that you can still go enjoy this one.
Well, that's good.
That, you know, they don't make you prove that at the door or anything. But seriously, it sounds like you won't be lost or anything. Well, hopefully you don't get lost this weekend. The Kalamazoo Marathon going on. You know, it's special coverage happens right here Sunday morning. You'll have to check it out for yourself. We're going to be here from 7 until noon. I'm going to be out running in the 5K. Michael's doing the 10K. I tell you what, loads of fun. Hope you join us. If not, we'll get together again on Monday. Until then, we'll see you. Have a great weekend.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.